Title: Unglued Masterclass. Sequence: The pre-drop silence in Ableton Live 12 with Jungle Swing. Intro: Welcome. This is the Unglued Masterclass. How to sequence a one-bar pre-drop silence in Ableton Live 12 that breathes with Jungle Swing. This is an intermediate, sampling-focused lesson. We'll use Live 12 stock devices: Simpler, Drum Rack, Gate, Utility, Glue Compressor, EQ8, Saturator, and the Groove Pool. Prerequisites: You should already be comfortable with Simpler or Drum Rack, the Groove Pool, basic routing and side chaining, the gate device, and clip and MIDI editing in Live 12. I'll use 174 BPM as our example tempo. Lesson overview: The goal is one musical thing, a tense, micro-timed bar of silence that feels unglued from the grid. You'll learn two sampling approaches. Method 1 uses a swung trigger plus a gate side chain to silence an entire bus. Method 2 is a slice and mute workflow in Drum Rack or Simpler for precise sampled control. You'll also learn how to extract Jungle Swing from a break into the Groove Pool, so the silence feels rubbery and human. Preparation: Set your live set to 174 BPM and create a 4-bar loop. Bars 1 through 3 are the build-up. Bar 4 is the pre-drop silence. Duplicate the drum, bass and instrument bus to a new audio track and call it Silence Bus. Work non-destructively on that duplicate so your main mix is safe. A. Extract a Jungle Swing groove from a break first. Drag a jungle or drum break into live. Open the Groove Pool and drag the break clip into it. You'll get a new groove preset. Set the timing bass to 1/16 for a laid-back feel, or 1/32 for micro timing. Set timing somewhere in the 40 to 80 range, 40 to 55 for subtle swing, 60 to 80 for a more pronounced lurch. Add a small random value, around 0 to 10, to humanize the feel. If you want velocity changes, enable the velocity parameter. Name the groove something clear, like Jungle Swing 174/16. Important: the groove must be applied to the clip that drives your gate, the trigger, or the MIDI slices. Applying it only to the audio bus won't move the gate timing. B. Method 1. Trigger plus gate side chain. This is the recommended method when you want to silence a whole bus. Create a trigger track, low drum rack, or a MIDI track with Simpler and add a tight percussive one shot, a rim, short snare, or hat with a fast transient. Program a 1-bar MIDI clip that lives on the pre-drop bar only. Apply your Jungle Swing groove to the clip, and if you like, commit it so the timing is baked. Program a sparse pattern, a few 16th or 32nd hits across that bar. Use very short note lengths, 1/32 or 1/64, to keep the gate windows tight. On the silence bus, insert Lev's gate device. Open the gate side chain and route the trigger track into it. Then set the gate roughly like this as a starting point. Threshold between -35 and -18 dB depending on your trigger level. Attack 0 to 5 ms for snap. Hold 10 to 40 ms to set a minimum open time. Release 40 to 130 ms. Shorter gives tighter micro cuts. Longer gives softer bleed. And floor it in for around -60 dB for full silence, or -30 dB if you want subtle bleed. Fine-tune trigger level and threshold so the gate opens only on the intended hits. If you hear clicks at the edges, soften the gate attack slightly or apply a tiny high cut with EQ8 to tame the high transient. If you prefer a little leak rather than dead silence, set the floor to -30 dB. Remember, the trigger clip must carry the groove. Commit the groove if you're exporting or performing. Otherwise, you can leave it uncommitted while you audition. C. Method 2. Slice, swing, and selective mute. This is the recommended method for sample precise control. Right-click a break and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient or by a 1/16 grid depending on the break. You'll get a drum rack where each pad holds a slice. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on that drum rack for the pre-drop. Apply Jungle Swing 174/16 to that clip. Program the hits you want to hear, and where you want silence, simply leave notes out, or replace specific pads with silence. To make a pad silent, load a short silent audio file into that pad, a tiny 1 to 8 ms file, or reduce velocity to 0. Using a real silent sample keeps MIDI behavior predictable. Tweak note lengths and release values to control the window of sound. When you're happy, you can resample that bar or bounce it with Glue Compressor to blend the micro hits. D. Clean up and musical context. Automate sends and returns as needed. You can add a tiny saturator or compression on the trigger to tighten the gate response, or a subtle reverb tail on a return channel to drag tension under the silence. If you want the drop to snap hard afterwards, automate a short fade in or a tiny transient boost on the first hit of the drop. Use Glue Compressor very gently on the bus. low ratio and a medium attack to keep transients but glue levels. Common mistakes to avoid: don't apply the groove only to the audio bus. The gate listens to the trigger. Don't set gate attack or floor too aggressively, which causes clicks or leakage. Avoid overly long hold or release times, or the micro silence becomes a stutter. Don't overcompress your trigger so it loses transient clarity, and never side-chain a gate on the master. Always route it to the specific bus. Finally, if you commit a groove for export, consolidate or resample so timing stays consistent. Pro tips: use 1/32 bass for micro jungle swing or 1/16 for a lazier feel. Small random values emulate human drummers and make the silence feel alive. Pick a very transient trigger sample, so the gate opens reliably. If you want some sub energy through the silence, keep a separate low pass sub send or gate the sub independently. For live sets, resample the swung trigger or slice pattern to audio so you don't rely on live's groove settings mid-performance. And when auditioning grooves, duplicate the trigger clip and try different grooves side by side. Mini practice exercise: 20 to 30 minutes, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Drag a break into live and create jungle swing 174/16 with timing around 55 and bass 1/16. Make a trigger MIDI track with a short snare. Program a 1-bar pre-drop clip. Apply and commit the groove. Duplicate your drum and bass group to a silence bus, add a gate and route it side chain to the trigger. Set threshold so it opens only on the trigger and tweak attack. Hold and release until the openings are tight and the silence is clean. Resample the bar and compare 1/16 versus 1/32 groove basses. Recap: you now have two practical, sampling-based workflows to create an unglued pre-drop silence in Live 12. The trigger plus gate method silences entire buses with swung timing. The slice and mute method gives precise sample control. Always extract swing from a break into the groove pool and apply it to the clip that drives your gate. Commit or resample once you're happy to lock timing for export or performance. Final notes: think of the silence as rhythmic negative space. Keep your trigger simple and predictable. Work non-destructively on a silence bus. Save your grooves with clear names, and consolidate or resample early to avoid surprises. Use small adjustments in timing bass, timing amount and random to find the personality that fits your track. That's the Unglued Masterclass. Practice the mini exercise, experiment with timing bass and random values, and you'll have a convincing, alive pre-drop silence that really breathes with jungle swing.